The hunting ground. A cold, underbaked morning not fit to rise. Standing at the edge of a journey, Eliza Deer pulls her coat tighter in the frozen air. The sky folds its arms and turns its face away, with no comfort for her leaving. Terra Nova beckons. Away from the blasted, scouring, chattering chill, she turns and looks back at the town, rising steadily up the hill for the final time. Across on the pavement, Ruby Miller, under her knitted patchwork blanket, sleeps, twitching in her dreams of a man with a turquoise wink and a marmalade smile. He is tilting at windmills with hogweed stalks, crabby apples, and love-bitten damson. She groans. The sky spittles, scuttles, a day of dark light. A few steps along early doors in the pub, Joseph Moog and young Willie Nairn, the soldier boy back from Jordan. Nicotined, mute, a bare light bulb feigns love behind red net curtains. No one is looking. Outside, the sun is giving it a go, it's all we can ask. Sallow thrawn, it slinks low in the sky. Next door, number 62, the cafe. Snoggy egg rolls and a scoosh of prune sauce. The waitress itchy in her American tan tights. In the left-hand booth, mohair swing coat in a Sherwood green, black Crombie a wee short in the sleeve. I've had a little time to think it over, says Malone. Her lip trembles. He dies a little. The coffee machine scalds. She gets up and leaves, stands perfectly still, exhales. Up the hill in his butcher's shop, Mr. Spanky. Naked, stiff-skinned sheep ride high on his bloodied shoulder as he slices and dices and chops and mops the blood from the floor. He is thinking of her, unpeeling her between forefinger and thumb. June. He casts a glance to her haberdashery, imagines her buttons planted in drifts, her braids and trimmings rippling, tumbling, curling, rooted in hatpins, cloaked in the pastel petals of matinee cardigans. His thoughts are cut, a threshold, a bell. Ta-da! Rump, Mrs. Scrimger, as he glides the knife over his steel. Clouds bloom, the sky is inky, heavy, gathering, gossiping. Police cars idle the streets, and Hendricks lies next to the gents. Past the gap in the chain-link fence, standing off kilter, an old man in pyjamas dragging a box past peacock blinds. Clive in scarlet baffies and a bobble hat, his arm linked with Hamish, searching. No china cats or photo frames, no model ships or rum, no Elvis. I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you. Walking, falling, walking, methodically, repeatedly, forensically, slowly, today, tomorrow, tomorrow, and ever after. Is it still today?
I think so. We must keep on, at least until the bell goes.
Oh yes, at least until the bell goes. Walking past the phone box where the line is dead, past the Catholic church where Thomas Octoloni with his shiniest black shoes and little Minnie Wolf in her whitest ankle socks enter. Running down the Vennel, the rain swallows her as she hurries inside the Fallen Angels beauty parlour. Versace McClatchy, beautician to one Nessie Eason. Holidays, Ness. Away to where? Tenerife, finger only? Or the bleaching fields by the Dictee to dry and blonde in the sun? Ness? Her coal black eyes and lashes of daddy long leg length give nothing away. She stares at her reflection in the mirror and smiles, thinking of her Willy, her soldier Willy Nairn, the man with the snake tattoo, who at this very moment is lying with another, a painted lady, in his bed, in his flat above the shop, shivering Svetlana's Russian vodka, as they lay listening to the Mexican harmonica players upstairs. Do you want to hear my Glaswegian wee hard man voice? His London accent too thick to be clear, his Dundonian as foreign as an Afghan province. The tutor. Burnt match. Black watch she's due back tonight as he traces the outline of her narwhal tattoo. The clouds have taken a bruising. Tired, beaten, spent. At the very top of the hill in her sweetie shop, Tom Jones serenades over tea and fig rolls. Through the prism of sewer plums, Maria looks on, the emerald glass sticky as she squints at the green-grey of the street and the hole in her heart. Staring north to the land of the unicorns, where Baltic blues the stiffened bones of long dead whalers. For the whaler, her whaler, harpooned at the end of the earth.